My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for more practical advice on how to be happier. Today's tip, give yourself an extra pat on the back for your own achievements. It's one way to assure that you will achieve even more in the year ahead. All this week, we're talking about how to achieve that first week in January spirit of New Year, New You. Being focused on positive goals always gives you a better chance of reaching them. When you know where you're headed, you're more likely to get there. But often we get in the way of our own happiness by not recognizing when we have already achieved something. We're so busy looking at where we want to go that we forget to be grateful for where we are. A lot of people worry that gratitude might get in the way of their ambition and keep you from doing more. If you're grateful for where you are now, maybe you'll never get anywhere else. But that's just not how it works. In my research and interviews, I've discovered that grateful people are often more successful, not less. You can appreciate what you have and still see the next steps of where you'd like to go. In a survey I did a few years ago, 91% of people said they thought a grateful boss was more likely to be successful because people would support them and nobody succeeds on their own. It's interesting to flip that just a little bit and think about being grateful to yourself and appreciating what you have achieved, because nobody also succeeds without believing in themselves. Research shows that grateful people are more likely to achieve their goals than others. When you're grateful, you have a sense of purpose and a positive approach that helps you move forward. If you can see that what you have right now is pretty good, you're excited for the next step. You know you'll appreciate that too. If you undermine everything you've achieved and think that it's not enough, you don't have much motivation to go on. You secretly realize that the next goal or milepost isn't really going to make you feel better. Not long ago, I was talking to a young woman who works in a high-tech company. She does great work and she's well appreciated. But she looks around at some of her business school friends who are making more money and working in more famous companies, and she starts to get a little anxious. Is she just being complacent? Should she want more? I asked the young woman to remember how she felt the day she got the job and the day she started work. She said she'd been really excited. Most of us are happy when we start a new position, but then that begins to fade a bit. Instead of appreciating where we are, we wonder, what's next? I suggested to the young woman that she hang on to that first day on the job feeling whenever she could. When you start a job, you don't expect it to be the only thing you'll do. You know there may be opportunities and promotions in the future, and you're excited for that. But right now, you also appreciate that you're there. You appreciate what you have, and that gives you the motivation to work hard and do your best. So today, as we're looking forward to a new year and the new things you want to achieve, take a little time to appreciate what you already have and how much you have already achieved. Instead of being hard on yourself for not doing enough, be grateful for what is enough right now and know that there can still be more tomorrow. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back with more practical ideas on how to start 2021 with joy and gratitude and how to make it a great year. Have a good day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.